listener production. Hi, I'm Alicia McFarlane. First up, a massive fire has engulfed a multi-story building in the middle of Sydney's CBD, which has now collapsed. More than 100 firefighters were sent to battle the blaze that spread to neighbouring buildings, including apartment blocks. Gray was walking by as the blaze erupted earlier this afternoon. He's told the ABC of what he saw, describing it as terrifying.
Flames going out of the windows, and very quickly the fire got a lot bigger, and you could feel the heat, like even a block away.
Still in Sydney, a critical incident investigation has been launched after a man was shot dead by police. Two officers were following up on reports a man was threatening residents in a lower North Shore suburb around 11:30 this morning. The man allegedly confronted them armed with two knives and one of the constables shot him. The Prime Minister says power bills would be even more expensive if they didn't cap gas and coal prices. Thousands of households in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and Southeast Queensland will need to find between $300 and $600 extra a year from July. But Anthony Albanese has told Parliament it could be worse.
The contracts that retailers buy for the coming financial year have fallen quite a bit since the intervention in the coal and gas markets in October last year. So they are about 40% lower.
A shrine has been created around vocal powerhouse Tina Turner's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's passed away aged 83 after a long battle with illness. In sport, a five-year, $200 million deal to take the NRL to the United States is set to be made official, starting with a doubleheader in Las Vegas to open next season involving the Broncos. ARL chairman Peter Vallandis and NRL boss Andrew Abdo recently returned from historic talks in the US. Meanwhile, the NRL concedes next week's State of Origin opener in Adelaide won't sell out. As of late yesterday, there were still some 12,000 tickets left over. And the Dragons will be without skipper Ben Hunt for tonight's Dolphins clash.